Welcome everybody, Shia number 802. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started last time the Bracha Ber Nefashos, the basic basics of Ber Nefashos. We want to go a little bit more down the road in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, now a Simen Reish Zayin. So first and foremost tells us the Mishnah Berurah in somebody ate, let's say, fruits. You ate fruits, and nothing to do with the Shivas Aminim. I should say that I ate an apple. I ate an orange, right? So that's whereby you have to make a borei nefashos. For a person that ate the kazayas of an apple, orange, whatever the case is, on between 2 to 4 minutes, you have to make a borei nefashos. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph, but the Yevid and Berech Aleihem, al ha'eitz v'priyu'eitz, is Yatzef. Somebody made the bracha, the after bracha, which is not the correct bracha, but they made the after bracha of al ha'eitz v'priyu'eitz, which is usually made, on the Shivas Aminim, which we'll get into that, we'll talk about that. But tells us Mishnah Berurah, if somebody made that bracha by mistake, I ate an apple, and then I made the bracha of aloeis, while pre-weights, I didn't know. That's why I thought it was the right bracha. So, but the Eved, post facto, after the fact, they would be yoitza. Obviously, the right bracha is Barer Nefashos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes on and continues, tells us in Sifkat and Beis that this after bracha, Barer Nefashos, also applies to water. Now, we've spoken about water in great detail. There's many, many different halachas in reference to water. If somebody doesn't have pleasure or whatever the case is, how to work it if somebody's just taking a pill. But let's say we're not going to get into that right now. But if somebody's thirsty, I take a cup of water and make a shahakal, right? And the after bracha would be, I drink down a cup of water. After bracha would be borei nefashos. It's just like that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. That would be the after bracha. We should just keep that in mind. Okay. So now the Mishnah Berurah goes into the nusach of the bracha, the context of how to say the bracha. Now over there, I don't want to get into the details because of the fact some people say it, for example, the word so just to go through it real quickly, it says nusach bracha baruch atah Hashem lekin machlam bar nefashos rabbis v'chesroi num with a mem. Some say v'chesroi nun. So each person has their nusach, how they say it. Nusach Sfarad is more v'chesroi nun with a nun. Ashkenaz is more v'chesroi num. And so, be it as it may, you know, if a person says it differently than the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, we have to know that obviously there are changes in the nusach. Then he goes on, he continues on. I'll call ma shebara lachiyos behem nefesh kolchay baruch cheho elamim. He finishes off. He just says, make sure you say v'aches nokod b'tzeire. In other words, when you say chay, to say baruch chay ho'alamim with a tzeire underneath chay. The word, right? Not chu or cha, but chay ho'alamim. Okay. But then he finishes off. Yeshemim shebarosa. When we say baruch nefashos, I'll call ma shebara. Some say shebarosa. Okay, so then again, the same thing over there, there's different, different neschois, how people say it, but he does say, naro, naro, poshte. In other words, whatever you do, whatever your minig is, whatever your nusach is, if you say, bara is bara, so if you, that's good. I'll call masha bara, some say, I'll call masha barasa, so that's also good. Naro, naro, poshte means basically, bottom line is, you know, you go with whatever your nusach is. Okay, we'll leave it at that. I don't want to get into it too much detail because, everybody has their way of those few changes that we just mentioned of saying it. Obviously, parts of the beginning of the bracha, end of the bracha, chayhu elamim, those are the same. But the middle parts that we mentioned, shabara, shabarasa, v'chasrei num, with a mem, or v'chasrei nun, so those are also a little bit of a change. So again, everybody in their own nusach. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say an important point, which people sometimes ask, Taka, that let's say somebody drank, I drank a cup of soda, I drank down the whole cup, 1, 2, 3, no problem, I drank a cup of soda and I ate chicken, right, or I had an apple and I drank a cup of orange juice, whatever, I'm just giving an example. Bottom line is, I had a drink and I ate something. Could I make a Ber Nefashos? We just said that the Ber Nefashos, we said last share, we mentioned that if somebody ate various different different foods that require a bar nefashes. For example, I ate an apple, I ate a piece of chicken, I ate potatoes, so you have a vegetable, you have a fruit, you have a piece of chicken, whatever. So you have something that did not grow from the ground. So could I make one after bracha? The answer is yes. The Mechaber says, the Shulchan Aruch said, you have to make one bar nefashes. How about if I ate something and I drank something, right? And I have to make a bar nefashes on my drink, and I have to make a bar nefashes on my food. Should I make one? Or do I have to make two? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you only make one. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet, that which the Mishnah Berurah said, Resalayma the Ein Sarach Levarach Bar Nefashes, that we don't make a Bar Nefashes, I'll call Echad Ve'echad. Again, in one sitting, I sat down to eat and drink, or whatever the case is, or I sat down to eat various different foods, and they all require Bar Nefashes. So then I make afterwards one Bar Nefashes. I don't make, you don't make on each one. It's one bar nefashes. So now he tells us, even if you ate something and you drank something, right? We're not talking about wine, obviously. We're talking about somebody, orange juice, apple juice, whatever, something, a drink, that's something you have to make a bar nefashes. And now I ate something also where I need a bar nefashes. I ate chicken, I ate a piece of potato, kugel, whatever. So, so I have to make a bar nefashes, right? So now, so should I make one on the food, one on the drink? No, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vafilu ochal v'shosa is yotze bebrocha achas. Even though you ate and drank, you make one bar nefashes. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah ends off im istapek im ochal kezayis. Now let's say, good, I have to make a bar nefashes. Now let's say somebody ate, they don't know if they ate enough. Im istapek im ochal kezayis bechtei achilas pras, which we've spoken about in the past. In other words, the person doesn't know if they ate enough for a bar nefashes. They had a small piece, little piece of kugel. I'm just giving an example. I had a little shtickle, I tasted a little bit, right? So I don't know, was it enough for a bar nefashes, wasn't it? I'm not sure. So obviously we try and get out of that situation as much as possible. However it is, if somebody else is making another bar nefashes, we try and ask them to be yaitzas, or somebody's taking a drink and, you know, they'll make a shahakal on something else and have that in mind, or whatever the case is. But the bottom line is, he does say, im istapek im ochel kezayis bechtei achilas pras, somebody's not sure. Well, in other words, what's the halacha? Halacha, you know, the letter of the law, as they say. In all these situations, in general, we've spoken about way back in the past, that if somebody has a suffix on all these brachas, there's ways of getting out of it. You eat something else, whatever the case is, you drink something else, and so on, and you have a mind, not water, but just in general, I'll take another drink, I'll take a drink of orange juice, right, drink down enough, and I make a bar nefashes, and that, whatever the case is, a person should try and get out of it, but be it as it may, if he can't, I took a little piece of something to eat, and vim istapek im ochel kezayis bechtei achilas pras, and I'm not sure, says the Mishnah Berurah, I just don't know if I eat enough for a bar nefashes, and I have nothing else to eat, nothing else to drink, I'm at work, or whatever, so then we say, obviously, suffik brachas lahakol ain't then you do not make a bar nefashes. Obviously, the suffik brachas lahakol tells us the sharitzi in the suffik brachas lahakol. That is what we call suffik brachas lahakol. A person just flat out doesn't know. Could be it was enough, could be it wasn't. I really, really don't know. If nothing else to eat, whatever the case is. So then, person ain't tzarech levarech bar nefashes rabbis. Then one has to be careful not to make a bar nefashes. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tuv.